and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and a new Mormon message was just released called Life's Drama, and it portrays a principle that everyone needs to live by. The main character in this film is a businessman and father who has the tendency to blame everyone else around him for his shortcomings or mistakes. And the moral of the story, as stated from a talk by Elder D. Todd Christofferson, an LDS church leader, is that we are all responsible for the choices that we make and the consequences that come as a result. Aaron Merrill produced and directed this film, and he's here with us today to discuss it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So how did this idea come to be? How did you choose this talk and this topic to portray in a Mormon message?
That's a great question. It more came to me than I went to it. I hadn't done any Mormon messages before in the past. And so I was kind of new to the pooled group of producers that have the responsibility to take on these. And they just had a little stack of different subjects and talks that they thought might be good to address. And that was one of them that came my way. It kind of sounded like there were some people in the past who had looked at it and tried to figure out a way to tell the story, because there's the part of the video or part of the talk that actually goes into Shakespeare's play, and it kind of talks about this experience. So I thought, I guess previous people that were trying to do the story, you know, they thought, okay, how can we do this? Do we actually recreate the Shakespeare play? Do we put everybody in armor and swords and go out and do it? And it just didn't ever really work out. And so, when I came in, I thought, well, let me try to do a different take on this, because, you know, up to that point, there had been some really, really heavy Mormon messages, which were fantastic. They're very powerful, very important, very timely Mormon messages, but they were dealing with very serious subjects like suicide and addiction and very important topics. But I thought, well, maybe if I take a look at this, maybe there's a way I can do it where we kind of lighten up the tone a little bit. Just, you know, take a step back and take a little less serious look. And for me, it was a subject that's kind of important, and not really important, but it's relevant to my life. And I think it's just an easy thing for us to pass on blame onto others. And it's just a good reminder to take responsibility for what we should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love how you said in Elder Christofferson's talk and in the film, you talk about Henry V and this famous sort of monologue that he has talking about being free to choose for yourself, being free to act, but then also taking responsibility for those choices. And why do you think that is such a timely topic right now?
Wonderful question. Let me think about that. So yeah, why is that? I think it's not that just right now it's a timely topic. I think it's just always going to be a timely topic, that it's just important for us always to take that responsibility. I guess, it is easy nowadays to project our difficulties and feel entitled to things and feel like, just kind of feel like it's somebody else's responsibility for our welfare, for us to do good things. So I don't know. I think it is a timeless subject, but it is an important one to just remember that, we do all have a responsibility. We've got things that we've got to do, and it's best to solve the problem on our own instead of passing it off onto somebody else.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, like you're saying, in the world today, you see a lot of things in politics or in business where people make mistakes, knowing full well what they were doing, and then expecting other people to clean it up for them, or shoving the blame off onto other people and creating scapegoats. And it's a really sad comment on what the morality of our society, what the direction that it's going right now, just because there is no choice and accountability anymore. It seems like there's a lot of choices, but not a lot of responsibility and maturity after the fact. Because you can, like we were saying, you can always make a choice, but you can't choose the consequences that come after that. So it's, like you said, it's always a good reminder to discuss that, especially in a gospel context. What are some behind the scenes tricks that happened to make the film what it is? Anything that the audience didn't see?
I guess one thing they didn't see was how many donuts the poor actor had to eat to get that donut scene done. You know, when we're shooting a scene like that, we've got to get every single angle and different people's perspective and point of view and different takes. And and that poor actor, he was a great talented actor, but man, he had to knock back a lot of donuts to get that scene in there. And the poor guy looked like he was about to have a diabetic coma by the time we wrapped. that's one of my fond memories.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot that goes into making these. They end up only being about 3 minutes, but how long did this take to produce and create.
Yeah, and actually the running time on this one, it's closer to 7 minutes. It's a little bit of a longer, more of a message, but it was a 2-day production and then several weeks of post-production.
Awesome. And what kind of, it's been out for a couple of weeks now, what kind of a response have you gotten online and from other viewers that you've talked to about it?
It's been received very well. A lot of people are giving great comments. They're enjoying it. I think they're enjoying the message of it, the moral of the story, but also kind of catching the humor that we've got in there. And I think it's been well received, which has been a nice thing for me to see.
That's awesome. Always great to see good work doing well. What do you hope viewers will take away from watching the film? What life lesson do you hope will just be kind of ingrained in them?
Really the life lesson of just taking that responsibility for yourself and that life, with the more humorous, positive tone that we put in this, that life actually isn't that bad. We just have to kind of take a step and just take responsibility for what we have and take that responsibility to make it better. And that's just something I loved in Elder Christofferson's talk, is just really encouraging us to just own the life that we've got, own the choices that we have, and own the responsibility that we have to make things great, and it can be great.
Yeah, and I think in doing that, you realize how much the Lord's actually blessed you with, how much power he's actually given you over your own life to choose good or not so good. Who do you hope people would share this with?
Everybody. Share it through the world, of course.
Okay.
Myself being a father, being a husband, it's very personal for me. Just kind of, I feel myself in that place a lot. I think it is a story that it resonates well with everybody. Even if the protagonist is a dad, a father, a husband. But yeah, I think anybody can take away a message and enjoy it. I've actually shown this at a couple different gatherings of people. One with, the first one was, a little bit of an older audience, and they loved it. And it was well received there. The second time was to a group of teenagers, and this group of teenagers, they were laughing at all the right jokes and they were enjoying the message, and it sunk in, and it really worked for both audiences.
Awesome. So it sounds like everyone could benefit from it. We definitely want to encourage you to go and watch Life's Drama on MormonChannel.org and share it with your family and friends on social media as well. I think it's a great message. Thanks for producing it, and thanks for being here. And our quote of the day comes from that talk from Elder D. Todd Christofferson, an LDS church leader. And he said, "In matters both temporal and spiritual, the opportunity to assume personal responsibility is a God-given gift without which we cannot realize our full potential." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.